All right. I see a few my old friends here from. I went to school in Arkansas, a little town called Conway, Arkansas, many years ago. And Conway was a sort of nondescript town. It was in a dry county. They didn't serve booze there. They did not put that in the brochure when I moved there. Surprise. Stuck. So anyway, I knew back then this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to play songs and sing, but the problem was being in a dry county, there were no bars or clubs to play at. So we used to sit around our living room, me and a couple friends, and we'd pick and sing and do that. And I found it's very hard to get discovered in your living room in Conway, Arkansas. But the last year that I was there, somebody found came up with the bright idea that if you charged a membership fee for your bar, that you could indeed serve alcohol. I saw that here in town, y'all have a similar thing. I guess we didn't realize that till late in the game in Conway. But anyway, the Supper Club was born, and for $5, you could become a lifetime member of the Supper Club. It was not the most exclusive place, but it was a club, and it was a big honky-tonk tin roof building on a hill outside of town, and that's where I got my first gig. Me and three other friends of mine, who all did sort of the same thing. We were all solo singer-songwriters. Back in those days, if you could sing the song Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton, there's a pretty good chance you could get a girl to go home with you. I don't know what the situation is in Chapel Hill in 2011, but back then, it was pretty much automatic, and we all knew that. And rather than do the responsible thing and draw straws to see who was going to get to perform it, at the end of the night, at closing time, we all four got on stage and simultaneously sang Wonderful Tonight while trying to make eye contact with some unfortunate drunk girl stumbling around the dance floor at 2 a.m. And I've been doing this for 13 years since then, and this is still, to this day, that is the low point in my show business career. I walked outside after that gig, sat on the hood of my buddy's truck, and started writing this song. It's called Arkansas Blues.